Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 2. A few hours earlier. Jim entered the numbers on his phone from the card in his file cabinet. He still hadn't got used to the cell phone's address book and kept all phone numbers in his old card system. What had worked for him for so many years was hard to let go of. When he had entered the last digit, he raised the phone to his ear.
Hello? Yes, this is Jim Corrigan calling. Yes, from Tempest Investigations. I need to speak to Huyana. Asleep? I know you're on mountain time, but it can't be that late in Arizona. A nap. Right, I see. Well, can you wake her up, please? It's very important. No, it really... What? No, it will take too long to explain to you why. Yes, I'm aware that she's 5 years old. That doesn't matter right now. She's... Well, you know exactly what she is. Look, just get her on the phone, will you?
Mercedes looked through the door at him.
You sure you don't want me to do this?
No, I'm fine. I just have to get past her damn nannies.
She's a kid, Jim. They look after her.
Yes, and she's also the most powerful supernatural creature on the American continent. Maybe in the world. I think she can survive it if her nap time is cut short. Hello? Yes. Yes, I'm still here. In the bathroom? Oh, for the love... Okay. Yes, I'll keep holding. He sighed. This is ridiculous.
Charlie showed up behind Mercedes, putting an arm around her. Do you know what he's doing?
Yes. Well, a few months ago, we had this girl stay with us. Long story, but she's 5 years old and she's got these massive superpowers. She can make anything she wishes for come true and what others wish for as well. We helped her out, taught her how to control it better so she wouldn't wreak havoc all the time. And now Jim's calling her. I think he wants her help getting to Anderson.
You're not saying he's going to ask a 5-year-old girl to kill Anderson?
Charlie said, his eyes wide.
No, are you kidding? That would be a horrible thing to do. I'm not even sure she could do something like that. Kill someone, I mean, no matter how evil he is. Jim wouldn't ask that of her.
She crossed her arms as a shiver went through her.
At least I hope not. Anyway, I'm sure he'll explain it all when he's finished calling her.
So I take it we still shouldn't go home, huh?
No, not until Jim says it's okay, which I think will be when we've kicked Anderson's butt into oblivion. Right now, Anderson's probably pissed off that we killed Zodiac, so he'll be coming for us.
It seems all of our respective butts are on the line, Bob said.
He had stayed mostly quiet since they'd come out of the basement, but now he stepped over to them.
But as my mom always said, if you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. We all finish this together.
Jim looked out the window while tapping an irritated rhythm with his fingers against the phone. Finally, he heard a voice on the other end he recognized.
Huyana? Hey, it's Jim. Yes, I'm... No, I'm good. Well, sort of. Yes, yes, Mercedes says hi right back. Listen, Huyana, we... No, I don't know what you drew.
Did you? A picture for our office?
That's very nice, but listen, Huyana, I really need to talk to you for a second, okay? This is important. We need your help with something. No, something big, actually. We'd like you to come visit us for a little bit. Yes, you can stay the night, but... Hello?
The next moment, there was a popping sound in the office, and Huyana materialized next to Jim's desk.
She was wearing shorts and a t-shirt with the Arizona Wildcats logo. Jim turned around and saw her.
Okay, faster than I expected. Not that I'm complaining.
Mercedes went to the girl and hugged her.
Oh, honey, we missed you. But did you just teleport up here all by yourself? What about the people who take care of you? We need to tell them you're here.
Huyana hugged her back.
Want me to bring them up here?
No, that's okay, Jim said. But maybe we can wish that there's a note down there, explaining that you're here with us and we'll make sure you're home soon.
Huyana's brow furrowed slightly.
Okay, I just did that. So where are the others? Where's the pretty kitty?
Mercedes bit her lip for a moment, considering if she should tell her about Feline's death. But before she spoke, Jim beat her to it.
Feline's not here. Andrew's in the kitchen, and this guy is Bob.
Huyana cocked her head and looked at Bob, who did his best to look friendly.
Hi there, he said. Very nice to make your acquaintance,
Huyana said in what was obviously a very well-rehearsed way.
How come you're red all over?
Oh, I guess I stayed out in the sun too long. You know how it is when you go to the beach and fall asleep, right?
Right,
the girl said, not looking totally convinced.
And this is Charlie, Mercedes' boyfriend, Jim said, trying to distract her.
Oh,
the girl said, giggling and instantly forgetting about Bob.
You got a boyfriend?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do, Mercedes said.
Would you like to say hi to him?
Charlie reached out his hand, moving slower than usual, and Mercedes thought it was probably the thought of the little girl being a powerful supernatural creature that intimidated him a bit.
Hi there, I'm Charlie.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Huyana,
the girl said. She looked at him for a moment and then turned back to Jim.
So, what's the big and important thing?
Right. Jim had put the phone back in his pocket and pulled one of the chairs out.
Charlie, maybe you'd get her a soda or something while Mercedes and I try and explain?
It's a bit of a long story, you see, Huyana.
I'm not allowed to have sodas on Thursdays, just iced tea. Luyu says sodas are for Fridays.
Well, I think we can make an exception in this case.
Charlie left the room, and Jim leaned forward in his chair.
Okay, it's very important that you listen closely. There's a very dangerous man who has hurt a lot of people. We're trying to make sure he never hurts anyone again.
A bully?
Huyana said.
Sort of. A bad man.
Jim tried several different ways of phrasing it in his head, but finally settled for the direct approach.
He had another bad man kill Feline, Huyana. She's dead. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Huyana's eyes widened, and tears began running down her cheeks.
For real, Dad? Not pretend, Dad?
No, not pretend. And we're very sorry that she's gone, so we're trying to stop him from killing anyone else. He's very dangerous, because he's not human. He's like a ghost. You can't see him or hear him, but he can see and hear you from another world if he wants to.
That sounds scary,
Huyana said, and Mercedes saw her cross her arms and shudder. She went to the girl, put her arm around her, and wiped the tears from her eyes. Fresh ones spilled over immediately.
It's okay, honey. It's okay to cry. We've all cried. I missed her so much. I wanted to play with her.
Huyana began sobbing, and Mercedes held her, looking over at Jim.
Very diplomatic, Mr. Pedagogue, she said. Are you going to tell her about Santa next?
What, that he's totally real and worked for me last year?
Charlie said, as he entered with a can of soda in his hand.
Here you go, kid. I hope you like Pepsi, because it's all there was.
Sorry, I haven't done much office shopping the last few days, Mercedes said.
I like Pepsi,
Huyana said, and wiped her eyes with her sleeve. She opened the can and drank while looking at Charlie.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Santa really worked for you?
I've got the pictures to prove it, Charlie said.
Okay, so I'm sorry I said that, but it's true, Jim said as he tried to get the conversation back on track. And because we need to make sure nobody else gets hurt, we need your help.
My help?
Huyana said, putting the can down.
For what?
We need you to wish us into the spirit world, the whole team. I can go there by myself as a kind of spirit, but I need to take the others with me. And we need to not go as spirits. We need to actually move into the spirit world and carry a special kind of weapon with us. That's why we need you.
You want me to wish for you guys to go in there?
Huyana said.
That's right. And when we've taken care of the bad man, we need you to wish us out of it again. Do you think you can do that?
Huyana scratched her head.
I guess. I don't know where the spirit world is or what it looks like.
But what if someone who does know where it is and what it looks like wished for it? If I wished for it, would you be able to fulfill my wish and get us there?
Yes, I think so.
Huyana smiled.
Can I come?
It's going to be very dangerous, Jim said.
Jim?
Mercedes said, holding up her hand like a kid in class.
If she stays here and we're sent into the spirit world, how would she know when we want to go back? It's not like we can just tap her on the shoulder.
Jim smiled. He had wanted her to ask that question.
Right. Well, in that case, yes, you can come with us, but I need you to be very careful. You can't wander off or anything. You have to stay with us the whole time. And if there are bad things happening, you need to protect yourself. Run to a safe distance or wish yourself invulnerable or something.
Okay.
Huyana sounded casual about it, but Mercedes' stomach turned.
Are we really about to take a 5-year-old kid into a dangerous fight with a psycho spirit?
Although, Mercedes said, but Jim held one hand up to silence her.
Mercedes, believe me, I wouldn't do this if I didn't think it was necessary. I don't enjoy putting a 5-year-old into the line of fire, but Anderson has to be stopped, and she's our best solution. We're going to need all of our combined strength and cunning to defeat him. And, of course, the weapons we have, the device, and my sword.
Your sword? Mercedes looked puzzled. I thought that only worked in our world.
That's exactly why we need Huyana. If I went into the spirit world the way I've done so before, by separating my body and what's called the astral body, I'd be limited to the same rules as the spirits. I'd be playing by Anderson's rules. We're changing the game on him.
Yeah, okay.
Mercedes didn't completely understand and felt like she had been mentally outmaneuvered, but didn't want to show it.
Excuse me, Charlie said, clearing his throat.
But if I hear you right, Jim, you want us all to teleport to some kind of other world? I'm not sure I feel comfortable with that.
Jim looked at Charlie while he pulled a cigarette out of his pack and lit it.
I won't ask you to come if you don't want to, Charlie. This is Tempest Investigations business, and since you don't work for me, you don't need to go. I'd warn you against staying behind, though. You might end up as easy prey for Anderson's pet killer spirits. I don't want to come back and find you strangled by your own tie.
Charlie, who wasn't wearing a tie at the moment, reached for his throat with one hand.
Figure of speech, Jim said. But he's been known to do something like that before. If you come with us, it'll be easier for us to keep an eye on you. I'd say the same thing to you as I said to Hoyana. Keep back and out of the way once the shit hits the fan.
I'll protect you.
Hoyana looked at Charlie and smiled at him.
We'll be okay.
Andrew entered from the lobby.
Okay.
The doors are blocked as well as they can be. Unless Anderson sends someone with a battering ram, they won't come in. But why are you worried about him sending people over anyway? We won't be here if I understood your plan right.
We won't be here, that's true. But I've got a very long lifetime of memories in this house, and I don't want it burned down or destroyed while we're gone. I wouldn't put it past Anderson to try something like that.
Forgive me for asking, Bob said. But if you're using your big and powerful sword, and Andrew's using the spirit killer, what's the rest of us going to use?
We've got guns in the house, but I don't know how effective they'll be, Jim considered.
Hoyana, if I wished for a weapon to be able to hurt a spirit, could you make that happen? Charlie's gun, for instance?
Sure, I could do that.
Hoyana looked at Charlie's shoulder holster.
There.
That's it?
Charlie said, pulling the gun from the holster.
It's a spirit gun now?
I think so. I've never done that before.
Mercedes pulled her own gun from her purse.
Well, if you did it to his, please do it to mine, too.
Hoyana looked at the gun.
Okay.
What about you, Bob? Jim said. Any weapon of choice?
I wish I'd brought my Mossberg, Bob said. But the police have it. Evidence, they said. I don't have much experience with close combat. I was always the guy who walked away from a fight. But maybe, just give me a baseball bat or something? A blunt instrument?
I've got a bat upstairs, Andrew said. I'll go get it.
It took him a few minutes, but finally he returned with a metal bat.
This should do.
I haven't used it since we played out back last summer, but it should be okay. I've also got my own gun if we need it. Bob swung it and nodded approvingly.
It'll do fine.
So how exactly are we doing this anyway?
Mercedes asked.
Are we going to all walk through a wardrobe to the land of Spirit Narnia?
I'll leave that part to Hoyana.
Jim got up, still dragging on his cigarette. As far as he knew, it might be his last.
Andrew, get the device. Everybody else, get in here.
Bob sat down in the client chair while Mercedes and Charlie sat on the couch. Andrew returned and stood next to Jim with the device in one hand. Hoyana was in the middle of the room, looking at them all with her dark eyes. Jim went in front of her and knelt down, putting them eye to eye.
Okay, Hoyana. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to grant a wish for me. Focus specifically on me. Try not to listen to any other thoughts or wishes from anyone else. And don't do anything until I've spoken my entire wish. Okay?
The girl nodded.
Okay. What's the wish?
In his mind, Jim created an image of the places he had visited in the spirit world as he spoke.
I wish that we are all transported to the spirit world in full physical form. I don't want you to create astral bodies for us.
I want you to actually transport us into that world with all that we carry along with us, so that the weapons will continue to work the way they do in this world. I wish that we're physical beings in that world. That's my wish. Can you grant it? Huyana's eyes began to glow with a bright light as she smiled. Of course I can. Jim stood up, put his cigarette out in the ashtray, and grabbed his sword, strapping it over his back.
Then do it.
Okay, your wish is granted.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.